A Racine Elementary School has changed the way it teaches children to read, but educators say it's going to take more to improve early literacy. It's Friday, May 24th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Groh. Coming up on the show today, a Dane County judge has heard arguments about overturning the outcome of two constitutional amendments. And archaeologists have now found a cluster of at least 10 ancient canoes submerged in a Madison lake. Stay with us.
Agriculture, healthcare, education, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
A Racine Elementary School has changed the way it teaches children to read with the help of federal dollars. Corrine Hess reports the results are promising, but their experience illustrates that it takes more than just changing the curriculum to improve early literacy.
Since adopting a phonics-based approach in 2019, educators at Wadewitz Elementary School say reading scores there have improved, but there have been challenges in the low-income district. By fall, districts statewide will move to this type of teaching. State law was passed last summer requiring the change. Racine Chief Academic Officer Janelle Decker says changing curriculum is just one step.
All of the training, the additional resources, the tutoring, that takes people. With our funding and our budget deficit and with ESSER dollars ending, some of this extra support that's helping us increase our scores is going to fall away.
Last month, the Republican-led legislature filed a lawsuit to withhold $50 million from the state over disagreements on how to implement the law. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A Dane County judge has heard arguments about overturning two constitutional amendments approved by Wisconsin voters last spring. Two social justice groups argued that a missed deadline should invalidate voters' decision. They say clerks received the language for two ballot initiatives too late. Attorney Jeff Mandel said that error meant that the questions never should have reached voters.
If the court finds that we are correct, that these referenda were not eligible for the ballot in April of 2023, the court should strike the vote that occurred in April of 2023, and the referenda should need to be voted on again.
Voters ultimately did pass those two questions. One changed the criteria for setting cash bail. The other was a non-binding resolution about eligibility for public benefits. A lawyer for the legislature argued that overturning those results would be an extraordinary step. Judge Rhonda Lanford did not immediately rule on the case. Instead, she said she will issue a written opinion. Alliant Energy plans to convert its coal-burning power plant in Sheboygan County into a natural gas plant in 2028. The company made the announcement yesterday. Alliant's Edgewater Generating Station will now burn coal until 2028. The plant was supposed to stop using coal by mid-2025. This is the second time in recent years that Alliant has pushed back Edgewater's retirement. It was originally supposed to close in 2022. Kieran Gallagher is with Clean Wisconsin. She says she's disappointed in the plan.
With their transition to gas, that's also not a win for Wisconsin communities. It's locking in more decades of burning of fossil fuels, continuing to contribute to climate change.
The utility says the proposal is in response to increased capacity requirements from the Midwest grid operator and a gas pipeline set to come online in 2027. For the second year in a row, the Carroll University Community Counseling Center is offering free services to Wisconsinites during the summer months. Margaret Faust reports the goal is to remove barriers to care.
It could be the cost, long waiting lists, stigma, or lack of awareness. Regardless, many people in Wisconsin aren't getting the mental health care they need. Faculty at the university's counseling center in Waukesha want to change that. The center is offering free counseling to students and community members through August. Shannon Skeistis is the clinic director.
When I'm talking to folks in the community, they have just expressed that, you know, their capacities are sometimes maxed out. And so having another resource is really helpful.
The county's Health and Human Services office said in a statement the clinic is a much needed service. The two offices will collaborate to make sure clients get the support they need after the summer ends. Margaret Faust, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Archaeologists say they've discovered a cluster of at least 10 ancient canoes submerged in Madison's Lake Mendota. The newest canoe is about 800 years old. Another is estimated at 4,500 years old, making it the oldest canoe ever discovered in the Great Lakes region. The canoes were carved from several different types of trees. State archaeologist Amy Roseborough says that reveals how climate of Wisconsin's Four Lakes region has changed over time.
People are going for the wood that is local, even if that wood is very, very difficult to work. And again, that's just something about the skill of how the canoes are made.
Two of the canoes were previously excavated in 2020 and 2021, but researchers say the other boats in the cluster are too fragile to move. They'll continue to be studied while they remain buried in the depths of Lake Mendota. Coming up, we're approaching the Memorial Day weekend. For some, this holiday is to remember those who lost their lives while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. In today's episode of Wisconsin Life, one mother reflects on losing her son while he served in the Air Force. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Tyler Ditter with a story about losing a loved one during wartime, just ahead of Memorial Day.
For those who have fought and died in the U.S. Armed Forces, they leave with their families the weight of their sacrifice. Holly Higgins of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, lost her son Daniel Johnson while he served in the Air Force in Afghanistan. Higgins talks about dealing with her loss with her other son, Eric Johnson, a specialist in the U.S. Army National Guard. They shared their experience as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, which is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
My name is Eric Johnson. I am 30 years old. I am in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. I am here with my mother, Holly Higgins.
Holly Higgins. I'm 64 years old here in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, with my son, Eric. What triggered you to want to go into the service to begin with?
One of my older brothers out of four, Dan, was in the Air Force, and he had been for 2, maybe 3 years. He joined when I was still in high school, and I remember seeing a change in him in the way that he treated me as an older brother. I could tell that the military definitely impacted the way that he treated others, and I kind of wanted that for myself. In the transition of me making the decision to actually join, we found out that Dan was killed overseas. It wasn't an easy decision, but I think through his sacrifice, he still convinced me that what he stood for in regards to freedom and wanting to help others in the world, that it was worth it.
You know, it took me back. Hearing you talking about it makes me think back to when he first told me he was going to go into the Air Force and how I cried for many weeks. I was more afraid of him being hurt emotionally by war and combat. I didn't let myself even think that he could be physically or that he would die. And I remember him saying to me, you know, Mom, I'm going over there to save lives, not to take them. I don't even know how to put it, but I think knowing how important everything had become to you with what you were doing as an adult in your life, I was impressed with your courage, with your ability to choose to do what was right for you. And it was impressive. I'll always be afraid for you and your other brothers. You know, I mean, before Dan's death, I didn't think anything would ever happen to you guys. I just didn't think it could be possible. It wasn't going to happen to us, you know. Now I know that it can. And so there'll always be that. But I don't let that affect what I say to you or my trust and belief and hopes and pride in the choices that you make. I think you probably know about the mug he gave me and what that's come to represent for me with the poppies on it.
Yeah.
It's brought my spirit the ability to accept that this was Dan's destiny. That he found that mug in Scotland when he was 16 and brought it home for me. And at that point, no military discussion had ever been brought up. At the time, I didn't even notice that they were poppies. And he didn't know any. I don't think he knew what that would even mean. And it wasn't until 7 years after he was killed that I realized those were poppies on that mug. And knowing that poppies represent the death on the battlefield has brought me just a peace in my soul. I mean, I'll never not be brokenhearted and wounded over Dan's death. I'll never not miss him, and I'll never feel like it was okay that it happened. But I know in my spirit that somehow it was his destiny. It was his path.
That was Holly Higgins and Eric Johnson of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. They shared their experience as part of StoryCorps' Military Voices Initiative, which is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Tyler Ditter.
Always important to keep perspective about this holiday in mind every year when it comes around. That'll do it for this Friday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and the producers for the program today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Have a great extended weekend if that's what you're doing. We'll be back in your podcast feed with a special episode of Wisconsin Life on Monday. So until then, have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.